Okay, here I am at Nitsmani. I think that's how you say it. It's probably wrong. Beach. It's Wednesday evening. I drove from Jerusalem down to Ashkelon. I went to the tell there. It was pretty boring, but the beach was lovely. The cliffs were lovely. It's an ancient Philistine city along with Ashdod. So this beach is beautiful right here. There's not a whole lot of people right now, but I'm staying here for 2 nights. I think I might stay for 4 nights, but I assume by the time the weekend rolls around, Friday and Saturday, this place is probably packed all it. So we'll see. I think I'm supposed to stay here through Friday and Saturday and leave back for Jerusalem. And so on Monday, I had, Tuesday, just as I was orchestrating or just going around finishing up a little business, doing some shopping and getting some things together for camping. As I walked up to the Jaffa Gate, there was a man there. He's a very Western looking man, tall, it looked like a group of Western tourists. He was the tour guide, definitely had an American accent. And his rant was that Jerusalem was a Muslim city. It has always been a Muslim city and will always be a Muslim city. But the spirit in him and the inflammatory sort of rhetoric, it just went, whoa, you are getting yourself in God's eyeball, dude. I mean, wow. Why don't you just stick all your fingers in there and move them around? Because I could feel the insult and the absolute dominance of what was going on. It was the same thing that sort of happened in the Hebrew Israeli Museum, the antiquities, and went through the history of the Levant area. But there was just the agriculture, and here's some bones, and here's some this, and oh, there was a woman with her wolf puppy, her wolf dog, and his name is Sophie, my little wolf pup, and let's see, what was I thinking? Oh, and just sort of then, and this was this guy, and here was their weapons, and they came and saw and conquered, and the whole, you know, is there anything new? But all the deities and the pagan deities, mamma mia. And even the view that the Jews were here and was promoted that the Jews were here and actually did not. They were here before Moses brought them out of the wilderness or out of Egypt. So there's always been a Jewish presence here. It's like, well, okay, but that's not the point. The point was is that Moses is bringing the Jews in the promised land, established a nation instead of just a tribal nomads under Abraham. There's some rather large tankers or vessels off of Ashkelon. Some just look like fishing boats, but others look like military ships. And there's patrolling along the beach here also, but we'll see what the Lord has. I feel like for me, this is a dial down time from urban, sophisticated urbanite lifestyle. Jerusalem. Anyway, it's not my cup of tea. I mean, I think I need to decompress back into something more primitive and simple. Keep it simple. All right, good morning, Israel. May 31st, 2012. At the beach. And slept pretty well after the party stopped last night. Phew. And woke up with the sunrise. It's beautiful. Shortly thereafter, the air raid sirens went off, but they were cut short, so I knew they weren't long and extended, so that meant that it was just, this is a test. And this morning, fighter jets have been thundering overhead. They're black. I don't know if they're phantoms or they go pretty fast, though. So, just reading book and praying. Reading the Word of Yah. Praise the Lord. Had a nice conversation with Jonathan and his two little boys he brought to the beach last night as I was trying to set up my tent. It was too windy. So I decided now I just don't need a tent. I just blew up my little air mattress and had a really cozy sleep on the sand. All right, I'd like to make a comment about just the time I spent on the beach at Natsim. This is an after the fact. When I had left Friday morning, I did not stay as long as I planned to. That was the night that you can hear the recording from the beach where it's my fallen friend. It was the best I could do considering the circumstances. So I hope you can hear it. But it was so sad and I began to weep. And then probably an hour and a half later, some kids came, young people on the beach, and they cranked up their radios. Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Allah, Allah Allah, Allah Allah Akbar. I mean, it's just really vitriolic, and I don't know. And then I'm glad I left on Friday. And then I looked later on the internet news, and right a little bit south is the Gaza Strip from Ashkelon. So I was staying between Ashkelon and Natsim, at the Natsimina Beach. I'll get it right sooner or later. And it was very sad because a Palestinian was climbing over the fence. He was going to attempt a terrorist attack. Some young Israelis were on patrol and came out. That was the morning, Friday morning, I heard the siren. And they were on alert. And the terrorist, Palestinian terrorist, killed a 21-year-old IDF soldier. And I saw his picture, and for me, these assignments are intercession, and the journalism comes after. I mean, it's not my primary focus. Any kind of journalism that comes out of this, it's supposed to be from the spiritual realm, from the earth, heavenly realm to the earthly. So I've just been grieved about that.